Our first reading comes from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light appears in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but was sent that he might bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which enlightens every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he authority to become the children of God, to them who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt in a tabernacle among us. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me was before me, because he was prior to me.' And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Our second lesson is from the work Apocalypse Revealed, number 484. Believe me, grace on the part of God, as it is infinite, so it is eternal. The grace of God can be lost on mankind's part if people do not accept it, but never on God's part. If grace should depart from God, it would be all over with the whole of heaven and with the whole human race, to the point that people would no longer be in the least bit human. Therefore, grace on the part of God continues to eternity, not only toward angels and people, but also towards devils themselves. And from Arcana Celestia, grace signifies a humility that comes from the affection for truth. In order that worship may exist, adoration must exist. And in order that adoration may exist, humility must do so too. This applies to every single aspect of worship. And finally, from Apocalypse Explained, grace means the delight of truth. To those in the spiritual kingdom, it is granted by the Lord to be in the affection of truth for the sake of truth. And this divine is what is called grace. So far, therefore, as anyone is in that affection, he is in the Lord's divine grace. Nor is there any other divine grace with man, spirit, or angel than to be affected by truth, because it is truth, since in that affection there is heaven and blessedness for them. Whether we say the affection of truth or the delight of truth, it is the same, for there is no affection without delight. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.